Hi, everybody. This is Caveat, reminding you to cope with traffic. Whether you're coming or going, traffic is a fact of life at Black Rock City, and the best way to cope with it is to be prepared. You can expect heavy traffic during peak arrival and departure periods, so try to come and go from Burning Man at odd times, like October or the Industrial Revolution. If you must be on the road when everybody else is, you may be stuck for a long time. So make sure you're comfortable and have something to drink on hand. Hydration is just as important in your car. Have as close to a full tank of gas as you can before entering the line to get into Black Rock City, just in case. If one of your rideshare friends dies while you're waiting to get out of Black Rock City, honor their sacrifice by using every part of them in next year's camp. And if you think a broken-down bus covered in stickers is following you, the odds are that what you're seeing is a ghost bus, and that one of your grandparents is riding it into the afterlife. But most of the traffic you encounter during Burning Man won't be cars at all. It will be bicycles and mutant vehicles. Bicycles can go almost anywhere at Burning Man and are allowed to make unlimited campaign contributions. Bicycles are so popular that over the years some informal rules of the road have developed at Burning Man in order to keep everyone safe. First, whether you're a bicyclist or a pedestrian, always wear something bright or blinking at night so that people can see you clearly. Second, topless women on bicycles always have the right of way, unless the other driver is a bear. Third, if you're riding a unicycle, keep your damn hands where we can see them. Next, bicyclists are strongest in packs, so if you're going to attack one, wait for a straggler who is struggling to keep up with the rest of the herd. Get as close as you can before pouncing, or throw your shoe to stun it into confusion. Finally, keep your bicycle insurance with you at all times in case of a collision or mishap. It's easier to trade information right there than it is to get back to your camp on a damaged bicycle. Mutant vehicles are completely different. These must be registered and approved before they can be designated as art cars and used at Burning Man. And even then, they can't go above 5 miles per hour because they're mutants. They have gamey legs and lazy eyes, and they mate with their own sisters. Someday, we'll find out where they come from. But until then, if you touch a mutant vehicle, get tested. And don't touch your own car without protection. If you follow these simple tips, traffic will be a burden you can live with. Kind of like a painful scar where your nose ought to be. Or impotence. This has been a public service announcement from Caveat. Burning Man is not responsible for any advice I give, and in fact, they'd prefer that I didn't. From all of us at BMIR, have a great burn.